Hello, I'm Angela Kearns and welcome along to our next short programme about communication, assertiveness and self-esteem. So I'm joined again by Molly Gowan. So hello, Molly.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Molly. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we've spoken about the aura, we've spoken about boundaries, how to say no, and about body language. So the whole, it's a complex subject, and so it's we're just continuing on more of the same, really, aren't we?
Exactly. One thing we haven't covered, which we'll probably talk about a little bit today and then next week as well, is how to ask for something you want. If you're learned how to say no, and now it's like, how do you approach somebody whose behaviour you find unacceptable or upsetting, or that you want to actually say, excuse me, that you want to stand up for yourself, mm-hmm. to speak up for yourself. You stand up for yourself in a nice, calm way. And as I said before, we must, it's an act, it's theatre, like, you act calm, you think about, you plan what you're going to say to this person. Say you're being bullied at work or something like that, and you find, you know, find it very intimidating, very upsetting. You just say that to the person. You say, look, when you raise your voice or use bad language to me, I feel, demolished. I feel destroyed. I feel really upset. It makes me want to leave my job. You may not be aware of this, but I'd ask you in future to please treat me with respect. And you know, if we have a problem, let's just talk about it.
But actually, talking of this subject here, this is where self-esteem comes into the picture big time, because it's often people with the low self-esteem are the ones who are afraid to speak up for themselves, to say no.
That's right. So there are three types of behaviour within this subject. There's passive behaviour, which is that you're a doormat and everybody can walk all over you and you'd always say yes to everybody, and you don't look after your own needs. You don't even know what your own needs are. I remember doing when I did this course many years ago, I was very stressed, so I did a course on stress, and in the middle of that they were saying, what are your needs? And I was going, what are my needs? Who am I? I hadn't even had a clear idea of that I even was entitled to need something like peace and quiet, or, you know, things that you need. It was alien to me, and it just changed my life completely to actually get a sense of myself. It doesn't mean being selfish. You don't just give up everything and start doing everything for yourself. You just look after yourself the way you would look after somebody else in your life.
It's about balance, isn't it?
It is about balance.
It's not that you don't help other people, but it's just there has to be balance. You do for yourself as much as what you do for other people.
Well, another concept that they came out in that course many years ago, the same one, was every relationship is 50-50. That was news to me, but I never heard that. You know, do what you're told, or, you know, that's the why. You know, remember when we were kids?
Yes.
And there was no idea of, like, respect or loving kindness. They wanted us to, all the powers that be wanted us to respect them, but they didn't have any respect for us as children. That was not the culture we were in. You did what you were told, and if you didn't, you got belted. Mm-hmm. That's the why. Do you remember that? So how can you grow up feeling good about yourself or feeling that you're okay? And I found a wonderful list on it's okay to be. This is, I think it's worth reading out.
Let's take a listen.
So as we were talking about trying to say no, I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. It requires a lot of work. It's a very complicated subject. Not complicated, but it's simple enough, but there's a lot to it. So by all means, go out there and get your books on assertiveness, look it up online. And there's so much to learn, and it's really, really worthwhile thing to do. And once you get used to it, you naturally become assertive and you don't even have to think about it. So this might be news to all of you now. But certainly it was news to me when I first heard it. To protect yourself. It's okay to cancel a commitment. It's okay not to answer a call. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to want to be alone. It's okay to take a day off. It's okay to do nothing. It's okay to speak up. It's okay to let go. I think that is just gorgeous. It's so, like, and for, you know, it's okay to change your mind. But you think, oh, that's rude, or I mustn't do that, and I mustn't do this. We've all these kind of what we should do dinned into us, and it's like, hang on a minute, I'm exhausted, I'm having a day off and not doing anything. It's a lovely feeling to do that, and without feeling guilty.
Exactly.
You know, we give ourselves, give ourselves a hard time. Self-criticism is such a terrible thing. I used to be terrible. I'd be having a hard time and I'd be giving out stink to myself. In my mind, I'd be giving out, you silly, how did you get yourself into this situation, you stupid idiot? Like, and I was, and then I said, no, stop giving yourself a hard time because you're having a hard time. Mm-hmm. You know, you blame yourself. You said something like that you get angry with yourself when you're in these situations.
I do. So I have said that before. If I end up doing something that I don't want to do, then yeah. I end up angry. Not even at the person that asked me to do it, but I'm angry at myself. I'd say, why didn't I just say no? You know, why didn't? But now I'm here feeling like this. I could have just said no. So.
But we, as we discussed last week, it's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. But it does, as you said there a little bit earlier, it does get easier with practice.
Exactly.
If you just, and you know what, if you do something once, it's like everything, repetition, it gets easier.
Exactly.
In time, you know.
And I went off and Angela very kindly told me that there was one phrase that helped her from a course that I ran many years ago here, was that, let me think about it. So you don't have to say a blunt no. And don't forget, no is not rude. It is not rude to say no. It's okay to say no. You're allowed to do that. It's a democracy. So what I say now is I'll say, well, hang on a second. I'll have to think about it. Or I'll have to look up my diary. And also, I'm afraid I won't be able to make it. I don't think I'll be able to make it because I think I've something else on. Now, that's not being rude. That is actually being letting somebody down gently. And
well, can I just say, I do use that phrase. And it's not like if I say that to someone, I'll have to think about it, or genuinely, there are times, it's not that I'm just saying that because, no, I'm not going to meet you, or I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to, because you never know what's going on with a person. And I actually, at the moment, I have a condition that one of the things that comes with it is chronic fatigue. So like, if you ask me to do something next week, there's no point in me saying, yes, I'll do it, because when the time comes, I actually physically might not be able to do it.
Exactly.
So, you know, people have different reasons. If I say to you, look, I'll have to think about it, doesn't mean that you then say to yourself, oh yeah, she's after saying no, she's going to think about it. That means no. It actually doesn't. Sometimes I actually genuinely have to say that because I won't know how I'll feel on the day.
That's a very good point, isn't it? Mm. Absolutely. You don't
know
how
there's a lot of people in that situation.
You're going to feel. And I mean, I don't know, especially now with the pandemic, you know, people are kind of very quiet in themselves. And, you know, I personally find it very difficult to deal with crowds of people and to deal with more than one person, or to even go out sometimes. I don't want to go out. I don't want to see people. I'm not used to it. I'm happy at home, poodling around doing my own thing, you know. Well, I work at home anyway. But, you know, we have become withdrawn, and people can't cope. People get overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And that is a common thing with extra sensitive people, that they get overwhelmed. And when you're not allowed to say, oh, I can't come because I'll be overwhelmed, you can say, I'll let you know. Thanks very much. And be really positive and nice to the person. When you say, I'm not really sure, can we make an arrangement to meet up another time? Or let them down gently. Everyone is suffering, you know. And if it's just respect for the other person as well, and say to, you know, I don't think I'll be able to make it actually. But you're not supposed to say sorry. And also, when you refuse a request, they say get out of leave the building, leave the room. When you've said your no, or whatever your refusal is to just leg it, because that gives the other person a time, because you feel awkward and you'll start talking about it. Then you say, sorry, now I have to go. Bye. That's,
you do, but it also, if you, you know, politely say that you can do something, and you do stay there, well, then it gives them the option that maybe to keep asking you then as well, or trying to, yeah.
Then we were going to, I was thinking about the other side of it then, is requesting somebody to change their behaviour. If somebody's behaving in a way that you're not happy with, that you don't feel you're being respected, remember, this is all about self-protection, about the invisible boundaries that you put around yourself, which are to protect you from things that you can't cope with, to feel comfortable with other people. So somebody, you had a very good example there.
Oh, yes, Angela. I was saying there a little bit earlier on, something that I have a problem, a big problem, it is really now, is one of the things that annoys me probably the most. I've, for most of my life, people being late. Not just late on the odd occasion, but constantly, constantly being late. I'm not talking 10 or 15 minutes, because we're all late from time to time. I'm talking about, I just seem to attract these people into my life for some reason, that they will say, oh, I'll meet you at such and such a time. And 2-3 hours later, you could still be waiting for them. No sign of them, no text message to say, sorry, I can't make it, whatever. So, you know, that to me is shows a very big lack of respect, because I don't know why anybody thinks their time is more important than mine. Like, I've sat around for maybe 3 hours waiting, you know, for what, like, you know?
That is a very good point. And it's also, that's lack of respect. I mean, you're wasting, people are wasting your time. Oh, I'll see you there. I mean, I personally have had that experience as well, and I don't. And this happened twice, and then I was supposed to meet this person the third time, and I thought, I bet she'll be late or she won't turn up. She didn't, and she didn't ring me. Yeah. And I was thinking, aren't you the big idiot to be expecting her to be different? She has no time management skills. Now, one of the things when you study management, the big important thing in it is time management. Because if you can't be on time, for what do we do for getting an airplane or getting a train? They have to be on time. I was a teacher. You have to be on time for class.
Which is, I think this is the thing that I suppose annoys me about it. That when they need to be somewhere themselves, they can be on time, no problem. It's just that when it comes to me or you, it's like, ah, sure, it's only them. I'll turn up when I feel like it. Just it's that kind of thing, you know.
So you would be, so they didn't turn up. So when are you the next time you see them?
Well, you know what? I kind of learned after a while, I'd give somebody a certain amount of time and then I just learned my lesson with them. If I didn't hear from them, maybe after a half an hour, there was a no-show, I'd just
forget
go off
it.
And do something else.
Exactly. Because but that is stressful. You get ready, you know, you prepare, you get ready, you organise your day around that, or fitted it in, whatever. So I'd just like to ask you that in future, if we do meet, or when with other people as well, but just myself particularly, is that I'm not prepared to put up with this lack of timekeeping. And if you're going to be, you know, if this really needs to change if we're going to continue to have a relationship.
Good advice. Another thing, actually, Molly, is we spoke about this a little bit earlier off air, was when you're speaking to someone and you know that they're actually not listening to you properly. You know, if you're telling them something that's important and next thing they're kind of, you can see them, they're staring out the window or they're looking at something going by, and then they're in the middle of an important, you know, subject, they're sort of, oh, look outside the window, look at that thing going by there. It can be actually a hard thing to say to somebody, you're actually not listening to me. How would you deal with that?
Well, you can say, yeah, well, I mean, what would I say now? I'd say to the person, excuse me, you don't seem to be listening to what I'm saying. Said, I find that very disrespectful. I'm trying to tell you something important and you're not listening to me. And so I'll leave, you get up and go. That's a great thing to do. I do that. Now, I don't like doing it. It's not. Mm-hmm. I do it in extremis. Yes. Don't give people a second chance to let you down. If somebody borrows money, if someone borrows money from you and doesn't give it back, once is fine. Second time borrow money, don't give it back. That's enough. They're not going to change.
But isn't there a saying, Molly? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
I never heard that. Isn't
Didn't
that brilliant?
You? Yeah, it is actually. I like that myself.
You know, it's, and I think you should, okay, give someone a chance. Mm. But don't be an idiot.
Well, personally for me, I know that if there's someone who has disrespected me on numerous occasions like that, I don't, you know what, I just get on with my life and I let them get on with theirs and that's pretty much it, you know. I just don't entertain it anymore after that.
No, and exactly. So you have that option of mm-hmm. cutting that person out of your life. And that's very much, I was reading one of the books on assertiveness, to surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with people who care about you. Because people who are arrogant, ignorant and loud and rude and upsetting like that, they don't care about you. If they cared about you, they wouldn't behave like that.
Exactly.
And you think, oh, hang on, we've all gone through phases where you find you think, hang on, somebody lets you down, you think, oh, I'm going to, that whole bunch of people, I really can't deal with them, you know, and you're by yourself. And at least you're leaving space for some good, positive people to come into your life, even if you're going to be on your own. Isn't it better to be on your own than to be surrounded by people who let you down, who don't actually care about you?
Mm, very true.
You know?
And you know what? At the end of the day, we only need a nice little small circle of good people anyway, you know? Nobody needs tons of friends at the end of the
day.
Isn't
it funny?
It's just your little close bubble.
I think that's what the pandemic has taught us, that mm-hmm. people are actually writing a lot in the papers about how lovely it is having a small wedding, mm-hmm. how lovely it is just having a few people. Like in my own, we've this big family of us, and there's about only 3 or 4 of us around now, but we have a lovely time. Mm-hmm. Even though there's only, there could be 3 times that many people around, but there's enough there, there's quality time, and we've more time to talk because it's not that hectic and busy. And small is beautiful. It can be beautiful.
It sure is. I would agree with you there.
Yeah.
And on that note, Molly, I think we'll have to wrap it up for today. So we hope that some of the little tips there that Molly gave will be of use to people. We will continue this again next week, and we'll pretty much talk about the same sort of thing: communication, assertiveness and self-esteem. Right, so we'll leave it there. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.